On a damp spring day in 1985, smoke billowed above Osage Avenue as Philadelphia police dropped a satchel bomb on a row house occupied by members of the radical, back-to-nature collective known as MOVE. 11 people, five of them children, died in the inferno that followed, and two city blocks were reduced to a charred rubble. In the ruins, a mystery remained. Fragments of bone scorched beyond recognition. Into those ashes stepped a young graduate researcher named Janet Monge, promising osteologist turned lightning rod for public scrutiny.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
What is up, crime crew? Ed here from Murder Unscripted, and I want to welcome you to this week's MU Mini, where every Friday we cover big crime in a fraction of the time. Don't worry, our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday on our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts, and we are knee-deep in a block called Small Town Secrets. But this week's mini will be part of our Girl Power block. I was in the hospital, and I owe you guys one. So here goes. Born and trained in the Keystone State, Janet Monge earned her PhD in physical anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania in 1991. By then, she was already cataloging human history one skeleton at a time, rising to become curator in charge of physical anthropology and associate director at Penn Museum's world-renowned fossil casting program. Her research ranged from Neanderthal CT scans to forensic casework for the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office. But destiny and controversy would hinge on one singular set of bones. Immediately after the May 13th MOVE bombings, Philadelphia's medical examiner asked senior anthropologist Alan Mann and graduate aide Janet Monge to help identify the dead. Monge's microscopic examinations challenged some of the official identifications and caused a dispute that would linger for decades. The remains, specifically portions of a femur and pelvis, later labeled B1, were not reburied. Instead, they were transferred to the Penn Museum, where they rested on a high shelf, half forgotten for more than 30 years. In 2019, Monge used those same fragments as teaching specimens in an online Princeton forensic anthropology course that was viewed by thousands. 2 years later, journalists revealed the museum still possessed MOVE bombing remains, igniting fury across Philadelphia and beyond. Families demanded reparations. Activists called Monge's actions a desecration. Lawsuits and countersuits followed, alleging mishandling, libel, and institutional racism. In December of 2023, the Penn Museum relieved Monge of her duties. Whether Janet Monge was safeguarding evidence or denying closure remains the central, aching question. One that Philadelphia is still litigating in court and in memory. Despite the controversy, the MOVE bones weren't the only voices whispering in Monge's laboratory. Take Duffy's Cut, for example. It's a stretch of railroad 30 miles west of Philadelphia. In 1832, railroad conductor Philip Duffy hired 57 Irish immigrants to lay this line through the area's densely wooded hills and ravines. All 57 workers perished during the second cholera pandemic and were discovered in a mass grave when the site was excavated in 2009. Janet Monge joined the dig, piecing together shattered skulls and shattered stories. Her team's forensic reviews suggested that many of the laborers didn't die from cholera after all. They were likely executed. Several of the skulls contained bullet holes. Then there's H.H. Holmes. When rumors swirled that America's first notorious serial killer had faked his own 1896 hanging, a film crew from the History Channel's special American Ripper turned to Monge. Deep in a Delaware County cemetery, Monge and her protege, Samantha Cox, helped to locate a concrete-shrouded coffin. Inside was a skeleton, and on its chest rested a medal engraved with the words, H.H. Holmes, died May 7th, 1896. Dental gold and DNA confirmed Holmes was, in fact, in his own grave, still donning his trademark mustache. Fun fact, when they touched that mustache, it turned to dust, because it was so brittle. To her admirers, Janet Monge is a fearless, osteological detective who lets the dead testify in courtrooms and classrooms alike. To critics, she's a cautionary tale. Proof that scientific curiosity can often blur the line between education and academic arrogance. But having worked with Janet Monge, I can say there's not a malicious bone in her body. See what I did there? It's undeniable that every bone she has touched, from Civil War-era railbeds to Gilded Age murder lore, Monge's fingerprint is etched on cases where bones rewrite official history and give a voice to the dead. She is a true forensic badass who deserves to be celebrated for her incredible work, not just scrutinized for the perceived mistakes that follow her. That's all for this week's mini. Tune in on Tuesday to our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts for our next full-length deep dive in a block we're calling Small Town Secrets, where a crime happens in a tiny, close-knit community, and everybody seems to know what happened, but no one's talking. And when they do, justice can finally be served. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.